This is your girl, Wanda Adams. Welcome to Blazing the World, Radio. We have an amazing show set for you today. Our guests will be David and Tiffany Spencer and also Danita Gibbs. I'm waiting for them to call in. But we were just listening to The Best Weekend Ever by Alfred P. Singleton III. That is a hot, hot song. And when it talks about the best weekend ever, it's talking about the weekend that Jesus Christ was crucified. So I just love that song. So I'm going to play another song for you right now until our guests are all on the line. And this is one of my favorite songs. Well, it's a new joint, and it's by Lisa Bellamy. Our chat room is open. If you like it, you can say yay or nay. But listen to Lisa Bellamy.
There is healing in this house. There is healing in this house. Come on and lay your burden down.
enjoyed that. That was our new joint of the week. That's Lisa Bellamy in the house. I hope you enjoyed that. You can let me know. The chat room is open. You can let me know yay or nay. I'm waiting for, I think one of our guests is on the line, so I'm going to test it for in a moment and see if it's one of our guests. Hello? I can barely hear you.
I just want to say I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it? And who do I have?
Yes, I did, Anita Wimpy.
Hey, Anita. I hope you enjoyed it. That's our new joint. I'll be sending it to you. I'm waiting for our callers, our guest speakers, to get on the line. But we're blazing the world. One soul.
Yes.
Christ. And our message is to get ministry and music to the world. So right now, I'm going to play another song for you. And this is one of my favorites. You, some of you may have not heard it before, but it's from Miss Tanya Dallas Lewis. And this is where she plays, where she took over one of Bill Withers' songs and put her spin on it. So we're going to listen to Tanya Dallas Lewis, just the two of us. Enjoy.
I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it all when the sun comes shining through. To see those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometimes. I want to spend some time with you, Lord, just the two of us. We can make it, you and I.
that's all you need.
Minister James Willis and my group New Praise, we have a brand new single called Free to Worship, and it's available on all digital outlets, so get your copy today. And now you're listening to ANA presents Blazing the World Ministry and Music. Tune in. Yeah, yeah.
Blazing the World Ministry and Music. Blazing the World Ministry.
Just before you heard that commercial, that drop, that was my girl, Tanya Downs Lewis, with just the two of us. I like how she took that old Bill Withers song and put her spin on it. So I hope you like it as well. Our guests have not called in yet, but I'm waiting on them. So we're going to listen to next we got coming up, our ministry moment. So take a listen.
I'm Pastor Wayne R. Marshall with the Transfiguration of Christ Church, a United Christian ministry in Kansas City, Missouri, and this is a Marshall moment. Change is inevitable. It is certain to happen. It is unavoidable. It is for sure. The young will become the old. What is done in the dark will certainly come to the light. Though change is inevitable, it is good for us to invoke some changes ourselves. It is said, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you get. We realize Mother Nature and Father Time will force changes that we can't do anything about. But it is good for us to utilize our power and choose to make changes we know we need to make. In the Gospel of St. Mark, 7th chapter, verses 21 through 23, it is said, and he, being Jesus, says this, that which comes out of a man defiled the man, for from within, out of the heart or the mind of men, proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye. Blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile the man. If we are going to invoke our own change, a person must first change their heart, being their mind, and then they will change their life. If we keep living, there's nothing we can do about getting old, but we sure can direct how we get old. This is a Marshall Moment with Pastor Wayne R. Marshall, pastor of the Transfiguration of Christ Church, a United Christian ministry in Kansas City, Missouri, simply saying, may God bless you and yours. This is a Marshall Moment with Pastor Wayne R. Marshall, pastor of the Transfiguration of Christ Church, a United Christian ministry in Kansas City, Missouri. Is there something wrong with our faith? In our scriptures of Hebrews 11 and 1, most of us quote the scripture with great accuracy. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As our scripture informs us, our faith is based on what we're hoping for. It is in our hope that our faith shall arise. That is why I state there's nothing wrong with our faith. Many of us have misguided hope. When our hope is personally targeted in the right place, being the right things and the right people, we will have great results in our faith, producing expected results. Things we can hope for is predicated on our thought process, which will now make us faithful in our waiting for our hope to materialize. we will often say the right things concerning our hope in is in the Lord. But we depend on mankind and even government to give us what we need. Yes, God will use mankind and even governments to provide from God's hand. But you never forget our source was God. Remember those saying that said, I trust in God wherever I may be, on the land or on the raging sea. Billows may roll, but he comforts my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. Beloved, make sure your faith is in the right source, and you will find that your faith will bring you through. I'm Pastor Wayne R. Marshall, pastor of the Transfiguration of Christ Church, a United Christian ministry in Kansas City, Missouri, simply saying, may God bless you and yours.
Amen. That was our ministry moment from Pastor Wayne Marshall. Next week, we'll have a ministry moment for Apostle Anita Williams out of Buffalo, New York. We're looking forward to that. I don't know if something crazy is going on, but our guests have not called in yet, but we're going to keep it moving. And so right now I'm going to play another one of my favorite songs. And this is, you heard it last week, but I love it. It's from Minister James Woods. It's called Free to Worship. Enjoy.
The Bible says who the Son set free is free indeed. Come on, be free. Feel like that. What I think about it. What it does to me. When the music starts. I'm to live in you. Free to worship. Free to praise. Free to worship you, God. We just encourage you just to be free. Be free. Hallelujah. For who the Son sets free is free indeed.
I hope you enjoyed that. Again, that's Minister James Willis and Ruth Praise out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I love that song. My guests are on the line, so I'm going to introduce to some and present to others one of my favorite duos. Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
You're a little faint. If we, you know, you can increase your volume.
Hey, how about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. How are you?
Okay, wonderful. Doing fine. How about yourself?
Can't complain. I see you a little busy today. You running around and you forgot about your favorite person.
I did. I'm so sorry. I was like, I was looking at the clock and then I got tuned out. I said, oh, man, as soon as you wrote me, I said, I'm supposed to be calling in.
Yes. For those who don't know, tell our listening audience a little bit about who David and Tiffany Spencer are.
All right. So we are David and Tiffany Spencer. We actually met when I was 15 and he was about 16 and a half in a choir rehearsal in high school where he says that, let me tell it his way. He says that he heard my beautiful voice during a choir rehearsal, and he had to find out who I was. But on that particular day, he told me that I would be his wife. And so the Aww. Rest is history. We've gotten married. We have three beautiful children who are 8, 6, and 4. We've been doing music and ministry together been married for now 10 years. So that's David and Tiffany Spencer.
Well, that's a blessing. I think when I first met you guys was at the North Carolina Gospel Announcer Guild. So it's been 8 years because you were pregnant then.
Right.
So I remember that moment. And he got up there and he did his thing. And then later you became a duo and you're blazing up the gospel music industry. I know you're up for 2 awards. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah, we're up for the Avidity Awards. This year is going to be held in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're based out of Houston, Texas. Derek Huggins is the founder and organizer of that. This is their 6th year in that, and so we would appreciate anybody if you can go to Avidity Awards and give us a vote there. And then this year we're also up for a Dunamis Award. I can't talk. Dunamis Award, which is a North Carolina-based award where they honor singers, preachers, and just dancers, everybody from North Carolina. So that's going to be a real family affair, and that's going to be held in Burlington, North Carolina this year. So we're looking forward to win or lose. We're just looking forward to fellowshipping and seeing everybody at those events. A lot of good people going to be around.
Amen. And to the listeners, if you have questions for David and Tiffany Spencer, you can press *6 and I'll recognize you and you can ask your questions. Now, you know what my favorite song is. I want to apologize in advance. I couldn't get Wheel 1 to load properly. But what's my favorite song, David?
your favorite song is Gonna Make It.
And so on that intro, we're going to listen to Gonna Make It. Can you guys hear it?
I hear nothing. I hear you talking, but I don't hear the music.
Okay. Well, there's always some technical difficulties, but we're going to praise our way, and we're going to get it done anyhow.
I can hear that.
Oh,
encourages me, especially that we're living in times of the plague. So, Tiffany, tell me, what was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, during that time that the song was actually birthed, I know the song mentions a storm, but we're actually talking about a real physical storm. At that time, Lumberton and surrounding areas, which Lumberton is our hometown, they had been hit with a hurricane, and it was unexpected. And a lot of our family members, during that time, about 17 of our family members were living in our home, as all of them were affected, some minor, some major, but David's parents were impacted the most, as they lost their home and had to completely renovate. So it was just a song to encourage them that they were going to make it, that even though a physical storm had came, God was still with them, God still had them covered, and they were going to make it.
Amen. Well, you know, I'm glad you share that, but, you know, it is a song for now times. That's why it's one of my favorite songs. Now, I'm going to put y'all on the spot, if you don't mind, for a minute. I don't have Wheel One, so can you sing a little bit of it for us?
Sure. We are one, we are one, we are one, we are one. We are all God's children, we are one, we are one.
Oh, y'all better sing.
Oh, 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 oh.
All right, now. Now, I saw that you're putting out another song. I think it's The Blood.
Yeah, I released that a while back. One of my friends from college, lifetime friends, he plays organ really well. We wanted to do a hymn, and so I reached out to him, and we recorded that. I forget the year, maybe 2015, 16. But it's been sitting out there, and I had shared it here recently, and people have been asking about it. So I think I might do a little bit more with that one.
Well, it's a nice song from what I've heard. Now, tell us, what's in the future for David and Tiffany Spencer?
Right now, we're going to keep pushing on We Are One for a little bit longer, and then we're trying to navigate what to do next. We have released another song at the top of the year called Only You. We partnered with Indie Blue Distribution to put that out, and it was a love song, and a lot of people have been asking about a love album, so we're talking about that, and maybe a love EP. And then we know we want to work towards the album, and we'll probably release another single maybe the top of the year as we prepare to work for our album. Right now the concept we're thinking of is Us Versus Us, and we want to do a play on just how we grew up, because both of us grew up in some very country, rural churches, foot stomping, hand clapping situations, and so we want to showcase that side, but also showcase some of the other, you know, urban contemporary side that we do too. So we're thinking about, you know, full-length project. I told Tip the next project we do, I want to do like 15, 16 songs and just go all the way in and kind of show people what we showcase our versatility a little bit.
Okay, now I want you guys to both answer this question separately. So, David, what is the one thing that you love the most about Tiffany?
What I love about Tiffany is she loves hard. You know, like when I met Tiffany, I mean, there was things I didn't know. I was like, you know, why you got all these friends? Why everybody think, you know, just think the world of you? And this is before I really got to know her. I was just drawn to her light. But as I got to know her, it's really just because she loves really hard. She loves her kid, loves her family. She loves me too. And, you know, and after just getting to know her during life, you know, anything that she says she's going to do, she's dependable, accountable. And, you know, if she says she has your back, you can take that to the bank. And so that's one of the things I love most about her. She's really just my number one supporter. I can talk to her about anything, anytime I have a question about life, my the direction we're taking, anything. She's just a good resource for me, and so she keeps me going.
Amen.
What do you love about me?
Now, Tiffany,
you
what
are
is
not
the most?
Interviewer.
Tiffany, you're funny. You know I love you guys. Tiffany, tell me the one thing that you love the most about David.
Oh, man, it's hard to just say one thing, but I guess if I had to pick just one, it would be the fact that we really do have a lot of fun together. I mean, we'll sit up and laugh, and it's like our sense of humor is the same. So things that I find funny, I'll notice he's just laughing away too. So it's not like I'm over here looking crazy by myself, but it's like we're both over here laughing at something that might not even be funny to somebody else. But we really do have fun together, and he's always been a big support, always been a big support. And I know he says, I love hard, but he loves hard too. So, and he makes things happen. He makes things happen. So
that's a
lot of things I love about him.
Well, it sounds like you were saying you found that Proverbs 23rd man, and he found that Proverbs 31 woman. So together you guys have a virtual, a long-lasting marriage.
That's right.
So tell the people where they can find you, where they can get your music, and anything else that you want to share.
Okay, so the easiest way to find us is to go to our website, which is davidandtiffanyspencer.com. There's a place there where you can reach out to us, join our newsletter, and all of our social media links is there. And then our music is available everywhere. Music is streamed and downloaded, so iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, wherever you're listening to music, if you search David and Tiffany Spencer, we will come up.
Uh-huh. I see your single, We Are One, is doing really well on the chart. I congratulate you for that. And I thank you for coming in and sharing your story. David is also a minister as well, and he comes on from time to time on our telephone conference, A Time to Worship. So the next time you see him on there, and he'll probably bring his wife with him, you want to be sure to tune in because he will bless you. He's an amazing minister and a phenomenal teacher. So, David and Tiffany, you know I love you guys, and I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and we love you, and congratulations on this new show, new platform. I know it's going to continue to reach, and we're just looking forward to hearing greater from you as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, I got some announcements that I'm going to be making, but I'm getting ready to blaze the world. You hear me?
That's it.
I'm going to let them know that they don't call me the boss for no reason.
Uh-oh.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Our next guest is on the line. I'm going to bring her in right now. So give a big welcome to Danita Gibbs.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, this is the girl right here. You know, she has the anointing on her fingertips. It just drops right off of it. So tell the people a little bit about Danita Gibbs.
I'm Danita Gibbs. I'm just a country girl from Birmingham, Alabama, now residing in Nashville, Tennessee. I have 7 brothers and sisters. I'm like in the middle, and I knew that God had called me to be something special when I didn't want to watch movies, when my brothers and sisters were watching movies. And I was like, at 12 years old, and I was like, I don't want nothing to contaminate my spirit. I'm not watching movies with y'all. So I would go upstairs and pray. I would go upstairs and pray like at 12 years old. And I was like, what's wrong with me? I said, something is wrong with me. I'm different from my brothers and sisters. And at that time, I didn't understand the calling that was on my life. And I knew that it was a calling. And I knew that God was calling me for something special. And so that's what, that's how it started. It started with that, and the rest is history from there.
Okay. Now, I know you got a new single out, and it's blazing up the gospel charts. It's called Redeemed. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. I wanted to do something kind of fast for the summertime. So I got in contact with one of my acquaintances from Ohio, and I asked him to find me a producer, and he found Sean Scales. And so I listened to the song. I liked it. I actually tried to rewrite the song, but it didn't work out for me when I tried to rewrite it because it wasn't meant for it to be rewrote. And
okay.
Come to find out that me and Sean, we have the same story, but we went through some of the same things in our personal lives. And the song was talking about, you know, how I've been brought back, no more tears, no more hurt. I'm not looking in the past. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
So on that note, we're going to listen to Redeemed.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. It's Danita on the boat, and I'ma make the beat drop.
Makes you bounce. That's the sound that makes you pull out your roller skates.
Amen. That's it. That's the song that makes you
stay
jam. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That sound
right.
Is on fire.
So, glory to God.
What you're working on now? I know you're in the studio, so tell us what you're working on.
We're trying to. I'm working on completing my album. And we're trying to see what next song that we're going to push out. We have some songs that I already recorded years ago, but I'm trying to make sure it's the right song. So that's what we're working on, trying to make sure we put out the right songs at the right time in the right season. So that's what we're working on next. And, you know, we're just flowing with God, and we're flowing with things that's happening in this season, and we're trying to stay positive.
And what are some of the upcoming dates? I know you everywhere. Exercise, you listen, but I know you're everywhere.
Yes. The next upcoming date I have is this Sunday. I'm singing at a church in Reading, Tennessee, and I'm excited about it. And that's this Sunday, September the 12th. And the next day after September the 12th, we have Atlanta Live that we're going to do. And we're going to see what God says after that. Oh, I mean, I have a date in October in Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. You staying busy, and I know you're exercising with them and staying safe. Now, I'm going to jump right into it, and I'm going to play your next single, which is Keep Holding On.
Okay.
Now, you know, that song right there, Janita, is dope. Give us a little bit about the inspiration behind that song.
First of all, that was the old version, but I still like the old version. We have an acoustic version. And I'm thinking about putting another version out, top of the year, Lord's willing. That song, I was just so, like, fed up with the gospel music industry. And I was like, you know what, I'm trying and trying, and I'm not getting nowhere. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of trying, and I'm sick of seeing people get way ahead of me, and it's not fair. And so the Lord, you know, just told me, Danita, you know what, just tell people to just encourage the people on how you're feeling. Just tell them to hold on. Don't give them a deep message. Just tell them whatever they're going through, hold on. You're going to make it. God's going to do it. And it's definitely not over.
And it's not. And I tell people all the time, Janita, it may not happen when you want it to, but God moves in right on time. And it doesn't matter how bad you want something. It's not going to happen in your timing. It's going to happen in God's perfect timing.
Right, right.
And so, you know, that doesn't mean we don't stop working. We keep gleaming our fields, but God wants to see. God is faithful. And he wants to see if we're faithful, that if we'll endure to the end, because he knows the plans he has concerning you. And this is your season, and this is your time. And so no matter what it looks like, because it doesn't happen as quickly as we want it to, we have to keep holding on.
Amen.
Because as you,
amen.
As you
have
hold
no other
on,
choice.
And what does that mean when you hold, you keep holding on? That means you trust him through the good, bad, and
that's
the
it.
Indifferent. You trust him.
That's right.
You don't trust
that's
him
it.
Because he does what you want. Because it's not our will, it's his will be done. And see, you're not the only one that, you know, has to, you know, that has good music, that has good good vocals. You're not the only one that's anointed. But it's God's will, you know. He's doing it. He's taking you to the process. He's processing you so that when you get to that point that you blow up, that you won't never forget where you came from.
Right.
And that it's only him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So tell the people about where they can find you.
Sure. You can easily find me on social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. You can go through my website. You can DM me. You can inbox me. I'm easy to talk to. Very, very humble and very, very nice. And, you know, as long as you come at me the right way, I'll come back. I'll, you know, be very, you know, I'll be nice to you. Because some people in my inbox, they are crazy, and I don't want to talk to them. So people, please come to me in a, please come to me in a respectful way.
Well, I'm going to tell you like I tell people, no is a very anointed word. It breaks every yoke.
Amen.
So it's been my pleasure. I know you're busy. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and allow me to interview you. You know, I love you to life. I want the very best for you. And you be blessed and you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, girl. We were just listening to Danita Gibbs, an amazing, amazing woman of God. I'm going to take a moment to do some housekeeping items. I am your girl, Wanda Adams. I am the owner of Marketing Ministry, LLC, and A&A, which is Adams & Adams. And this company is the one that presents Blazing the World. So we got a lot of different things coming up. We won't just be on Blog Talk. We'll be on some other radio outlets shortly. We'll be on, you know, I'm creating my own internet radio station called Gospel Groove. It'll be WAAG. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming shortly. I'll also be on WDAP in Buffalo, New York. So stay tuned for that. If you would like for me to interview you, what you need to do is send me your bio, a picture, and a couple of songs, and you can email those to Marketing Ministries, that's Marketing, MarketingTing, Ministry, MinistryStry, at Live, LIVisionVictorE.com. And I'm really excited about next week's show. We will have one guest, and it'll be none other than the ambassador himself, Dr. Bobby Jones. So I will be sending out press release and flyers, but you want to make sure you tune into that. Dr. Jones is a great interview. You know, he's a truly an ambassador of two countries. We call him the ambassador of gospel, but he's the ambassador of two countries. You know, he was on BET Gospel, and now he does Dr. Bobby Jones Presents. So you surely want to tune in for that show. So as I get ready to close, I want you to know I love you to life. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the listeners that are listening online or those that are that have dialed in to listen. And, you know, I'm very easy to reach, too. All you have to do is Google Wanda Adams Marketing Ministry, and I'll pop up. My phone number's everywhere. You know, I have several Facebook pages for Marketing Ministry and for Wanda Adams and Wanda Adams, too, so you can hit me up. But, again, if you want to be interviewed and you have good music, you can hit me up or you can call me at 678-602-6520. Call me at 678-602-6520. I appreciate you so much. And we're going to close the show and listening to one of my favorite groups, and that is the Singletons. And we're going to listen to Right Now, and we're going to close out.
Come on, Singleton. It's a new day. A change is coming.
Here we go.
If you got the victory, everybody just clap.
Throw hands in the air. Woo. Don't
yeah.
be on the
floor. Take your victory and clap.
Throw hands in the air. Don't
yeah.
be on the floor.
Do your dance and clap.
Throw hands in the air. Don't be on the floor.
Take your victory and clap.
Turn it around.